Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
I was talking to George Hamilton recently about classical music on the programme and where to begin if you're new to it. And this morning we've invited Shay Byrne, presenter of Rise in Time on RTE Radio 1, to guide us gently into the world of musicals. Shay, you're very welcome, and you're a big fan of the musicals.
Oh, take me back to the Black Hills, no. The Black Hills of Dakota.
I knew this was a mistake.
To the beautiful Indian country that I love.
You can sing as well.
Now look, see, when that starts, like, yeah. Geraldine outside, Fergus upstairs, Mick who walked down the corridor earlier, they all mentioned a musical, and one person said, "I'm not into musicals, but I like
this." You like them all, though.
I've been in them. We grew up with them. The kids are into it. My wife is into it. Linda, she's a fabulous singer. The kids can all sing and all act. So it's a musical family.
I tell you, I don't mind them. I don't find them offensive at all. Apart from the sing-through ones. I didn't know they were called sing-through until I was having a look at what you might say to me today. Sing-through musicals, where they sing every word. They don't sit well with me. Why can't you speak?
But do you like Les Miserables?
No.
Oh, well then. Claire, you're the wrong person. Can we get someone else?
Miserable. Two hours of my life.
Or Phantom of the Opera or Evita, which they're all sung through. Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is sung through. Andrew Lloyd Webber's musicals, I think all of them are sung through with very little dialogue in them. So that's what that means.
You don't mind those? They don't irritate you?
Some do, but look, I don't love everything. Most things. And I was told to be calm during this. The people were afraid I'd get too excited about
it. Oh, really? Because you're that into it.
Yeah, I'm that into it.
What about the ones, the really fun ones? I mean, let's move away from Les Mis pretty quickly.
Well, I think we were thinking about how, I was listening to George, and he was talking about how you might get into an
introduce
genre,
people
how
to
you might get a jukebox musicals. Now, another new term for you, jukebox musical. A jukebox musical is a musical that is written around existing songs. Two types: one where they have a new story. So that'll be in the case of Mamma Mia, where they've crafted a musical around the ABBA songs, or We Will Rock You, which is the Queen songs, or they might have Jersey Boys, which is Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, and that's biographical. So, but the songs are immediately familiar.
Yes.
These are the ones you tend to dance to in the aisles.
And there are some who think those productions are a travesty. Not me now. I think they're fine.
No.
You do. You recognise them.
But there's other ones. Billy Joel has one, Moving Out. Gloria Estefan, Stepping Up, I think it's called. There's one particular one that came to the board. Gosh, it's called Beautiful, and it's the Carole King story. That was just fantastic. The Buddy Holly story. And it gives people a new insight and a chance to go to a musical.
Yes.
That's what I like.
Yes, and they do make you feel good, don't they?
They do. The dancing in the aisles at the end of these things. People love that. Especially when you're sitting down going, sit down. Sit down. I can't see.
Will you bring us your first clip, because we want to hear a nice bit of uplifting music now.
Sure, but let's have the clip first. Here we go. You've never seen Grease?
Never seen
Grease. Oh my God. Did you not have a television in your house?
Our producer nearly fell off her chair.
Mark?
Never seen it, no.
No, we're all surprised at that.
No,
that's a revelation. That'll be in the paper tomorrow.
You know what I did, though, last weekend or the weekend before? I sat down with the children and I watched The Sound of Music. And it was 3 hours. My children are quite young. They watched every minute of it.
So they love the children. They love the children.
Yeah.
Children watch children. They love children.
I loved it myself. You know,
did
remembered
you?
All
the first time you'd
school.
Seen it.
No. That was one of the operas or the musicals that we would have done in school. So yeah, no, I remembered every word, and it still works.
Absolutely, because Rodgers and Hammerstein, it's fabulously
made
produced.
Me want to go to Austria as well.
And Judy Garland, Christopher Plummer, who just passed away recently,
yes,
singing Edelweiss with his guitar. Every father wants to do that. I do it to my children. No, I don't. I don't. They're like, Dad, please leave. But it is now. Sound of Music is quite pious in some ways, and some of the themes. But obviously, there's a little bit of history there with Austrian Anschluss, etc. But not all musicals are pious. There are different types of musicals, and we heard one there, Grease, that deals with some teenage issues. But it mostly it's just a bit of fun. all the way through. And I'm a fan of the musicals where you can have a bit of fun and people go, oh, no, like Chicago is another one.
That's great, yeah, I love that one.
That is just a super, super musical. And they revived it 25 years ago and the production was different. They emphasised the dancing and Bob Fosse, the band's on stage and they break the fourth wall where they talk to the audience. Brilliant, love it. Grease is a bit of fun. They're not all Les Mis and Phantom, you know, Misery and Death and Revolution.
Hamilton is the one really that's led to this massive resurgence and everyone looking for the next big hit.
It's extraordinary. And it's going to open in a couple of weeks in Australia as they emerge from lockdown. Extraordinarily successful. Lin-Manuel Miranda, he had another hit before this called In the Heights. Not well known outside the kind of theatre goers, but massive. He couldn't get a ticket for it. And then Hamilton came along. And if you're not familiar with Hamilton, it's the history of the founding fathers based around the character of Alexander Hamilton. We hear a clip from it?
We will. There would have been nothing left to do for someone less astute. He would have been dead and destitute without a cent or restitution. Started working, clerking for his late mother's landlord. Trading sugar, cane and rum and all the things he can't afford. Scamming for every book he can get his hands on. So that, Hamilton, multi-ethnic,
different people of different backgrounds, POC, whatever, playing different characters, wonderfully staged, wonderfully produced. You can't get a ticket for love nor money. So Hamilton is a good one to get into. But then there's other ones that are classics that we would have watched on a Saturday morning, ones like this. Oh, what a beautiful morning, oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling, everything's going my way. So that's Howard Keel's version of Oh, What a Beautiful Morning. Gordon McRae in the original film, based on a book. Wonderful musical. We used to all watch it in the morning. Very dark. Some very dark themes. Trevor Nunn did it with the Royal Shakespeare Company, did a version of it with completely different themes. And Hugh Jackman played Curly. Just everybody stay calm.
Really?
Hugh Jackman, played fabulous singer, played Curly. Maureen Lipman was Aunt Eller. And that revival, it's filmed. You can see it on TV. It's a film of the stage version rather than a film of...
I'm not sure that works. I tried to watch Hamilton like that because they have the stage version in a thing you can watch on TV. I just couldn't do it.
Wasn't for you.
Yeah.
No, I think if you've
just hard to bridge that gap, isn't it, between sitting in the audience and sitting at home.
Yeah. And this one is they get to the darker side. They explore the darker side. I mean, you've got the classics, Oklahoma, Seven Brides, High Society, The Music Man, 76 Trombones led the big fabulous. Robert Preston was in that chorus line. Chorus Line's a fabulous musical directed by Richard Attenborough.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got these.
And then, Shay, you've got the ones that were never on stage.
Moulin Rouge is a great example of that. Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow, sister. Oh. See?
I'm just saying, I must watch that again. It's years since I've seen it.
That's for a glass of wine or a bottle of 7-Up watching in the evening time. That's what that's
Absolutely.
For.
And what about the ones, Shay, where the show didn't last the distance, but there was one song so good that the song is remembered?
There's a myriad of musicals that come and go. They come and go on Broadway, they come and go on film, they come over the years, particularly 60s and 70s, a raft of them. I want to give you my favourite, the one that was never filmed, people don't know a lot about it. It's called Mac and Mabel. It's the story of Mac Sennett and Mabel Normand. Mac Sennett owned Keystone Studios. They made Keystone Cops, number of scandals, Fatty Arbuckle, Richard Desmond Taylor, who was murdered, Mabel Normand, who died tragically, and this beautiful musical built around it with one beautiful song of many beautiful songs that made it through. It's called I Won't Send Roses.
I won't send roses or hold the door. I won't remember which dress you wore. My heart is too much in control.
You're the only person who watched that, are you?
I'm the only person. It's not a film. You have to go and see it.
But
it's a brilliant. Michael Ball played it in Bord Gáis, and it was wonderful. And it comes and goes, and people forget about it. But it's one of those gems. That was totally self indulgent. Outside.
Everyone's going, what?
What is this?
Here's a person who's on my page. I sat through Miss Saigon at the Point a few years back. It was the worst night of entertainment in my life.
But I was in a theatre and we went to a musical and it was clearly a musical. And there was a man and woman sitting behind me, and every now and again the man would go, "Oh, here comes another song." I was like, "Well, what do you expect? What are you doing at a musical? What do you expect?" Or the worst thing, and excuse me, I know I have to go, but there's a gathering outside. But the worst thing is when people are singing along.
Yes.
And then you can sing along well.
Yeah, I remember sitting in front of Larry Gogan at a musical, and Larry told everyone to stop singing.
See, that was the real Larry.
Yeah, you see, they were ruining his enjoyment of the proper stuff on the stage. One word, one musical, Hamilton, the best one ever, says another listener. Nora says, "I love musicals. It's hard to choose a favourite, but I really do love West Side Story. I still cry every time.
Fabulous.
And I can't see how the original could be improved on."
Fabulous. I know they're remaking it and I don't think they need to do it. Sondheim, Bernstein, just fabulous. Just dancing, singing, everything. Balletic, fabulous film and fabulous stage music.
Shay, what about the turkeys? The ones that are really off, that we can all agree on.
Well, there's a load, again, there's loads of them. And if the critics don't like it, it closes quite quickly, particularly in Broadway and West End. One of my favourites was Titanic, which they spent millions of dollars on. And the centrepiece was the Titanic ship, which sank on stage.
Mm-hmm, incredible.
Except the nights it didn't sink.
Oh, no.
There was no Spider-Man was another one that had a lot of problems with Spider-Man, with the set and with that. But Titanic is a particularly good example of putting a lot of money into something and pricing around a prop that doesn't work.
You have a really good tip, though, for people like me who sit there going, "I don't know what this is about. I've never heard any of this before. I'm not interested." Listen to the soundtrack before you go.
Listen to it twice, possibly, and pick out the songs you like and hook on those. And watch. Go into Wikipedia and look at the synopsis of the musical. Give you a good synopsis in Wikipedia of every musical. Yeah. If you're being dragged along and you don't want to go, but you're trying to pretend that you're enjoying it, then you'll see, you might find something in it you like.
Yes, and go to one that interests you.
Go to one that interests you. Don't and look, it's a great genre. There's great, and we have great Irish stars, Colin Wilkinson, Cillian Donnelly, Alex Sharp, all who travel the world and are huge stars around the world in the musicals. And they are brilliant artists. And we have people who write musicals to stage them. Even the local musical society, which I've been part of many times, they have no money, but they'll still put on a great show. So give it a chance and enjoy. And don't forget that the Rocky Horror Show is a musical.
It's just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hip.
You bring your knees in tight. But it's the velvet crust. It really doesn't insane. Let's do the time on the air.
Take care, have a good one. That's Shay walking out the door, the Rocky Horror Music Show. Anyways, I'm interested. I'm going to watch a musical this weekend. Shay doesn't think I will, but I will. I'll give it a go. The Gathering's coming up next.
Today with Claiborne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.